You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. That's what's up. Welcome to the last Kia D Unplugged show for 2021. I am super excited, like seriously, that we're going to see 2022. Major things popping, big things happening in 2022. Welcome to the Kia D Unplugged show. I am your host, Kia D. Super excited to be here tonight. We are living life like it is absolutely golden. If you want to live life like golden, meet us at wetalkradio.com, www.wetalkradio.com. That's the place to be 24/7. We've got amazing shows that air here on the network just about every day of the week, including tonight, Monday night, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. Every Monday, we are live, hanging out, having a good time just for you. Like, cannot do this without you. I appreciate you for being in the building, hanging out with me tonight. So we're going to definitely talk about some amazing things that are going on tonight, such as the second annual Youth on the Move to Heal Charity Showcase. This showcase is actually happening right now. It's hosted by two extraordinary youth, Ken and Rye of the Ken and Rye Show. And they are 15 and 16 years old. They're amazing. They've hosted many events before, radio shows, live events, virtual events. They're super cool, and I just love knowing them. They're funny, hilarious. And they have a show right now that is benefiting youth that have been traumatized by domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, and child exploitation. So we definitely want to make a great impact, an amazing impact, and you can do that. You can help us do that by going to heelsonthemovetoheal.org. That's H-E-E-L-S on the move to heal, H-E-A-L.org. I'm going to give it to you one more time just in case. Heels, like your the bottom of your shoes, your heels, H-E-E-L-S, on the move to heal, H-E-A-L, .org. Go there and you can donate, you can support, you can volunteer, you can contact them. And they've got a lot of amazing things that they're doing. And we are just happy to be alongside them, as well as Melody Hope, provides the musical talent for all of the events that we're a part of. And it's just awesome and exciting to connect with amazing organizations around the globe. Do you have an amazing organization and you want to work with us? Listen, we love hearing from new people. Reach out to us. You can go to our website, www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com. And there's a contact us tab there. Contact us right there. You, if you have a business, you can also advertise your business right here on our extraordinary platform. And we love when you do that. We absolutely love it. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back with more of the extraordinary and amazing Kia D Unplugged show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Don't forget, check us out on YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. What else we got? Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, everything. Go check us out and flood us with love. Follow us on all of our social media pages. Subscribe, like our videos, share our videos, and all that great stuff. We love, love, love connecting with you also. So let us know how we can follow and share and like your business. Go to our Contact Us tab. Let us know who you are. And, hey, say follow me on my social media platforms, list your platforms there so that we can definitely be connected. We love connecting with community members and community partners and just being engaged. So Stick with us. We love what we do, and we love being a part of your life. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more of the Kia D Unplugged show on this last Monday night for 2020. This is a live radio show. We are live tonight, not recorded. I wanted to be live here with my family tonight. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have a good time and rock out on the Kia D Unplugged show on We Talk Radio Network.
Bounce with me, baby. I want you bounce with me, bounce.
We got a new one tonight. This one is entitled In My Groove by Hill Street Soul. We'll be back with more.
Want you to give me that good loving. The crazy, sexy kind of ooh loving. Want you to give me that good loving. It's therapeutic and it's good for me. It's been a damn hell of a week. It's taken its toll on me. I've been running on empty. Want you to give me that good love. Want you to give me that good love. Need to recharge my batteries and find a way to release. Release all this tension that's been accumulated. Want you to make love to me, baby, here and now, till I can get enough.
Yeah. your black is beautiful. I want you to know, nobody can take what God has given to you and tell you that it's wrong, cause that ain't true. You're beautiful. Dark and love, baby, black is beautiful. Kissed by the sun, adored by earth, baby, don't you know how much you're worth? More than fine diamonds, rubies shine, priceless jewels, you blow my mind. Cocoa color with the shea butter, like no other, sister, mother, daughter, natural wonder. It makes me wonder why you wanna change a thing, cause you got through your veins. Please hear what I'm saying. Brother, father, teacher, leader, don't you know how much we need ya? Can't stay silent, too much violence. Mama's crying when dad's gone, the consequences. Love your brother like yourself, but you don't even like yourself. First you gotta tell yourself, your black is beautiful. You to know, nobody can take what God has given to you and tell you that it's wrong, cause that ain't true. You're beautiful, dark and love, but baby, black is beautiful, black is beautiful. Hold your head.
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the incredible and amazing Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. I got to thank you so much for being here and making sure that you're always here every Monday night tuning in. Tonight we've got some news for you. We've definitely got some amazing music. But there's been a lot of crazy things happening lately. I don't know if it's the pandemic or, you know, because there's a lot of things happening with us mentally, with social isolation and, you know, a lot of mental health disorders that a lot of people didn't even, you know, issues with it that they really didn't understand or didn't even hadn't rooted their heads until now. And so we're seeing a lot of traumatic things that are happening. And, you know, this nasty COVID has done some crazy things to people. I just will say that. A lot of flights have been canceled over the holidays. I don't know if you experienced that. If you did, unfortunately for you, I apologize because that was unfortunate for you. There were a lot of flights that were canceled. Airlines were canceling flights due to staff shortages and COVID and all that stuff. So there was a lot of things going on, but there was a flight. Shout out to Yahoo News. They're the ones that actually provided this story for me today. There was a flight it was a Delta flight, and it was from Tampa to Atlanta. And it actually ended with multiple injuries, according to reports. Now, a woman was trying to reach Atlanta. Before Christmas, a woman who was trying to reach Atlanta before Christmas ended up in FBI custody after she caused a mid-air disturbance that injured fellow airline passengers and the Delta flight crew. Now, according to the Atlanta Police Department, it happened December 23rd on Delta Flight 2790, which left Tampa, Florida at 4:30 p.m., and it arrived in Atlanta Hartsfield Airport at 6:10 p.m. Okay, now the Atlanta police officers were waiting when the flight landed in reference to a disturbance call involving an unruly passenger. Now, when the aircraft arrived at the gate, officers were able to meet with the exiting passengers, who advised that the suspect, whose name is Miss Patricia Cornwall, had caused a disturbance while in the air. This disturbance led to the injury of fellow passengers and Delta Airlines staff. Based on the statements gathered and visible evidence officers detained, Officers detained Ms. Cornwall and contacted an on-call FBI agent, okay? Cornwall was taken to an Atlanta police precinct and later taken into custody by the FBI officials. Details of what caused the disturbance and the extent of the injuries haven't quite been released just yet. But there is a videotape, and it shows a woman standing in the aisle cursing at a seated male passenger. Crew members are actually seen trying to restrain the woman, who slaps the man across the face and tells him multiple times to put on his COVID face mask. She has her mask pulled down below her chin in the video. Now, someone in this video reports a woman went crazy on the airplane, punched this man in the face, spit on him, scratched him, and poured hot water on my leg. On November 24th, directed U.S. Attorney General to prioritize cases against those who endanger the safety of passengers, flight crews, and flight attendants. Now, passengers who assault, intimidate, or threaten violence against flight crews and flight attendants do more than harm those employees. They prevent the performance of critical duties that help ensure safe air travel. Now, according to the Attorney General Merrick Garland, he said in a statement recently, he said also similarly, when passengers commit violent acts against other passengers in the closed confines of a commercial aircraft, the conduct endangers everyone aboard. Again, there have been unruly passengers everywhere, and it has been crazy, definitely been crazy. So, keep your attitudes in check before you go to the airport. You know it's going to be a long line. You know it's going to be a long wait. Get there major early. The last time I went to the airport, I'm telling you, thank God I actually purchased priority boarding. Had I not, we would have never made it on the flight. I mean, we got there 2.5 hours early, but there was just the line was just that long to board. But I purchased priority boarding, so we wouldn't have to wait in line. I was like, I'm gonna pay this extra $10.99 or $15.99, whatever it was. I purchased it, and thank God I did. So, if you can purchase that, the few extra dollars, trust me, it's worth it. I will say this, though, coming back, we went to California, my priority boarding pass worked great. They let me in. When we were coming back from California, they did not honor my priority boarding. They were like, they made me go get in the regular line. I was hot. I was like, I paid for this. I need a refund. So I don't know if it has to do with airport. I don't know if it has to do with staff. I don't know what that was. I have not looked into why I, leaving DFW, going to L.A., everything was fine. Coming back, they just treated me like I needed to get in that regular line. I kept trying to tell them, no, I got priority. They were like, right, that's your line right there. I'm like, okay, that's the regular line, you know. So, anyways, neither here nor there. I made it back safe, and it's all good. So, really excited about this brand new year that we're going to 2022. What are your plans for the new year? I want to hear from you. I want to know what you've got going.
Oh, how was the best thing that happened to you? something about the way we click, something new. The attraction, goofiness when you come through. Shirt off your back, last slide of food. You my baby, nobody comes close to you. I'm so addicted, vibes when we kick it.
city looking good and feeling pretty cause I like it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's about a good time with my besties and each one of us is hurting cause I like it. Yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
Holla, holla, scream, scream, beep, beep. Pull up on me, baby. I'm waiting. More than I should though, but you already know that this is how it goes in the zone.
Oh, yeah.
We just kick up.
Tried to hide it away, but you took the time to help me unpack. And from the choices I made, I'm surprised that you stayed. Had to take the time to thank you for that. Oh, oh, oh. I've got issues by the pound, but abandonment had my deepest roots in the ground. Became my religion mixed with God above. So I twisted truth and I suffocated love. I mastered how to speak but ignored my heart. You saw past all that. You had this special faith with God. You never made me your project with secret plans to change. But you kept your standards and your boundaries blessed my days. Listen, babe, I had baggage for days. Tried to hide it away, but you took the time to help me unpack. From the choices I made, I'm surprised that you stayed. Had to take the time to thank you for that. Oh, oh, yeah. I'm the perfect. perfect first and second date. But over time my mind would start to make you pay, 'cause my pain ruled me, even changed my dreams. Over time I couldn't even introduce you to me, but you dealt with you so clear, you saw my dreams. You helped me replace them, walk away from shallow fears. So today I'm praying, and I don't know if I'll sing loud, 'cause God's grace and your love saved me after a while. Baby, I had baggage for days, tried to pray it away, but you took so much time to help me unpack. And from the choices I made, I'm surprised that you stayed. I had to be the first to thank you for that. Lord knows I thank you, babe. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you.
Follow. One thing for certain, need you right here in my arms. Baby, I'm yearning, but I think I got a bone to pick with you. Lately, I've been wondering what's with you. I need you to hear me, baby.
Where the burns is gold medals, turn you on to remember. Even though you scarred me, I took it, so I know the feeling. But fuck it, let's build this bitch to the ceiling. I'm really fucking with you. It's a whole lot more than a makeup at the breakup. So don't fight back, just write back, baby. I know I demand a lot, and you don't like that. So let's just leave the baggage, I'ma hop us on this flight back. Get right back, right?
I want you to wake up, love. If you woke up with me, please wake up, love.
He said that a love letter, who gon' love better? somebody because I said so, and my words hit like a trickle.
Curiosity, it's been a hard time riding in the treetop. I remix your love like cocaine, it's on rewind. Aiming wanting much lately, no, cause you my detox,
cause you my detox.
If we run it back one more time, till we hit the we fine, but if we make love like we always know each other, we make love like we always. You'll be searching for why, but you wouldn't want another. Does he make you happy?
Does he make you happy?
If so, that's what I'm on. It's that line of love, letter who gon' love better. Nobody because I say so, and my words hit like a Draco. Coming from the bottom of the mud, concrete filled up with blood. Stand clear, no beach coat. Big pimp, damn that hoe. Piss pole, head to toe. 44 head, it cold. Headache, headache, ice, it cold. Pink diamonds, what's up? This is a song, six sticker.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. I am super excited that you're hanging out with me. Right, listen, we're about to crank this thing up about 10 notches. I'm super excited. I want to end the rest of the year out crunk, happy, hype. We got about 30 more minutes left in the show. I just want to have a good time. So we've got some more news stories. I got this one. I'm definitely getting married next year. My daughter is getting married next year. And my sister-in-law, my new sister-in-law, my fiance's sister, is also getting married next year. She got proposed to on Christmas Day. I was proposed to on 4th of July, and then my daughter was proposed to earlier this year in May. It has literally been an incredible and amazing, just awesome year. 2021 was really a lot of fun. I am just super duper excited that you guys have been here with me throughout this entire ride. We will celebrate 12 years in existence next year. We Talk Radio Network. We'll celebrate our 12-year anniversary next year. I'm really excited about it. So, for those of you who know anything about weddings, you know, with weddings, you know, you have, of course, the bride and the groom, and then the bride and the groom have the option to, of course, bring in groomsmen and bridesmaids, so on and so forth. Well, there's a news article, shout out to Yahoo News. I love Yahoo News. There was a model, actually. She was invited to her friend's wedding to be a bridesmaid. All of a sudden, her friend uninvited her to be a bridesmaid after she saw her in the dress that she was supposed to wear to the wedding. And it looks like the bride thought that the bridesmaid was going to upstage her, so she told her not to come. Let me tell you more about this story. So a woman, her name is Elena Yildiz. She's 21 years old, and she's a model from Heidelberg, Germany. And she actually was set to be a bridesmaid in her close friend's wedding, and she said she was uninvited after looking, quote-unquote, too good in the dress that the bride chose for her, okay? Now, she took to her TikTok earlier this month to share the story with her audience. She's got about 170,000 followers. And in the video she posted on December 13th, had about 10 million views of the writing. And she wrote, "My close friend uninvited me to her wedding because she thought I looked too good in the dress she chose for me." The video actually continued with images of the dress that she was supposed to wear. And she put in the caption, "Still took some fire pics in it, though." She also, Yildiz, I'm going to call her by her first name, which is, yeah, because I keep saying her last name wrong, Elena. So Elena actually told Insider that she was due to be a bridesmaid at the wedding in early December alongside five other women before her friend said she felt upstage. She said, quote unquote, "That's why she chose such an extravagant dress for me. All of our other friends wore extravagant dresses as well, but she only had a problem with me." Elena said the blue, she said the blue and tan embezzled dress was designed by Albina Dalla. And it cost about $1,360, which each bridesmaid had to pay for their own own dress. The tulle dress had a corset with a mermaid neckline and leaf detailing, as well as thigh-high side slit. The model said she went a video of herself wearing the dress of the bride, whose identity Elena said she didn't want to disclose. And so she said she sent this video to her shortly before the wedding. She called me and told me about her insecurities with my dress and that it was too attention grabbing. She was very angry about the whole situation and ended up uninviting me after the call. We got into a fight because, and this is according to Elena, this is all, these are all her words. She said they got into a fight because it made no sense to me since she chose that dress herself. She said that Elena added that she thought the bride should have chose a different dress if she was worried. Well, with little time to find a new dress and having argued with her friend, Elena didn't attend the ceremony. She added, she said that while she was no longer friends with the bride, losing her had made her sad. She said it made me feel like I had no value to her as a friend. She said she talked about the wedding for years with her, and she was so happy with her friend to finally be with the love of her life and celebrate with her. And she added that the bride called her after seeing the TikTok video, and they argued further. Elena acknowledged that the bride has every right to make her request, such as asking her, that no one else wear white to the wedding. But she urged others to properly communicate the rules to avoid disagreements such as this one. She added the feelings of competition or jealousy only serve as a serve to create a toxic relationship. Another woman's beauty doesn't make your beauty fade, and I wish more people would understand that, according to Elena. So, listen, if you y'all can come to my wedding beautiful, it don't matter to me because your girl Kia D is going to hold it down either way. Okay, I'll be the belle of the ball. Belle of the ball. And I'm excited. Out to my fiance, he's absolutely amazing. And we will be married in July of 2022. So I'm very excited about that. We want a huge wedding, but of course, due to the pandemic, we're going to make it smaller than usual. And still keeping with COVID rules and regulations and restrictions, all that good stuff. But we're going to have a good time and do what we do. Don't go anywhere. We're about to turn this party up. It's going down right here on the Kia D Unplugged Show on We Talk Radio Network. Check us out online everywhere, all social media platforms, and our website, wetalkradio.com. Yeah. Don't wait till it's too late. I'm right in front of you. I'm showing all my moves. Ain't no doubt if you play the game right, you
you'll leave a winner, and we'll be winning. I see it in your eyes. You want me like I do, yeah. Want me like I do, yeah. It's in your eyes, but you gotta make a move before you lose all my attention tonight. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. I know you'll miss me when I'm there. You're gonna miss me when you look back, fantasize about me.
Look back, fantasize about me.
Mommy, what got your back to? So mommy, what got your back?
Don't make your move.
Mommy, what got your back to?
I'm telling you to come, baby.
Mommy, what got your back to? Baby, me, what got your back?
Don't make your move.
Mommy, what got your back
to? I'm telling you to come, make move, baby. Oh, oh, love me, yeah, baby.
step out on faith, just like I know I should.
Today is the day that
I leave all those things behind me that are doing me no good.
No more.
I'm gonna make her mine. be stepping all the time.
We gon' have a party,
yeah.
I'm inviting everybody.
Come on,
y'all.
Please go fall in love.
Ladies and body cold. And I'm sold. And I sold. And my flow. Life for the party. Always get it started. And I sold. And I sold. I'm independent, got my own, got my own. And I can catch up if I want, if I want. Body cold, rough, and I'm so bossy, and I'm so bossy, and my flow bossy. December cold, walk by, feel a trap. Lil' booty smack, don't need a lot of ass. I'm my own boss, and I got my own cash. I don't need no nigga, only thing I need's a bag.
Don't you stop. There's no deadline on a dream. You may be closer than
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Kia D Unplugged Show. What a super exciting episode. The last episode of the season, for the last episode of the year for 2021 for the Kia D Unplugged Show. We wanted it to be live. We wanted to have a good time, and we did. Listen, I played literally some of my favorite music tonight. I heard it all except for one. Actually, there were about two or a couple. There were a couple of them I didn't get to play. But one of them you're going to hear in just a few minutes. I appreciate you for the past 11 years continuing to make We Talk Radio the number one listening station. And let me tell you something. This Black-owned, woman-owned network needs your help. We need you to tell somebody about us. We need you to tune into our shows every single time we go live, every time we put up a podcast. We need you to support us every single time. Tell somebody about us. It doesn't matter if it's your neighbor, your children, your boss, your frenemies, enemies. It doesn't matter. Let them know we got something good going on over here. A lot of times you guys go to watch programs for the drama. I get it. I'm all about the drama every now and then, too. But that's just not who We Talk Radio is. We're an encouraging, powerful, empowering type of network. And that's what we love to do, motivate, inspire, entertain, all that good stuff. So check us out every day of the week, wetalkradio.com. We've got something for everyone, men's shows, youth shows, inspirational, motivational, news, hot topics, you name it. It is going down right here on We Talk Radio. And if you haven't heard it, bring it here. If you have a podcast, if you're a blogger or a journalist, let us know. We want to hear your stories. We want you to write your stories right here for us. We are definitely becoming the number one internet radio station globally, and we're really excited about it. And we want you to be a part of our team. And you can do that by going to wetalkradio.com. And it doesn't matter where you're located at. We've got team members all over the globe. So that's a good thing about us. You can be remote. This is how it works. It works so well for us like that. But check us out, wetalkradio.com. Go to that contact us tab and you'll be able to connect with us there. Again, I'm Kia D. I am the founder and president of an organization, and I had a vision many years ago, and it is so awesome to continue to see the vision and the dream realized inside of so many other people. People who've just tuned in, people who've come in and been a special guest, people who have hosted on this network or volunteered or interned or been management staff or been on the board, or it doesn't even matter. I just want to say thank you so much to our youth who outstandingly did an amazing job all year long. Hands down, best year ever, kiddos, seriously. Y'all are absolutely amazing. And I just want to say I appreciate each and every one of you for continuing to make this station the number one listening station of all time. And to my incredible assistant, the little Riley D, we appreciate you so very much. Riley, why don't you come in here and say hello? Of course, you just emceed the second annual Youth on the Move to Heal Charity Shoe Fashion Show. Come on in and say hello. This is the last show for the 2021 season right here on the Kia D Unplugged Show. Come on in.
Hello.
They can't hear you all the over there. You got to speak into the mic.
Hello. I hope everyone is having a good 2020. And I know 2021. Nah. I know everyone is ready for the year of 2022. Good luck.
Thank you so much, Riley D. Y'all can check her out every summer on the Ken and Rye Show. She's a host and producer and a co-host and a co-producer actually on the show. The show is entitled The Ken and Rye Show. Her and Kennedy and Destiny actually MC and produce that show together. And they are 15, 16, and 21 years old. They're awesome. That show airs every single summer from June to August. And then, of course, there's Friday Night Hype with DB. She's also one of our youth producers here and hosts on the network. She has a college-based show, so all of the college kiddos can come on through and tune in and hang out and have a good time with DB every summer from July to August. So check us out, all of the amazing shows, everything that we have to offer. It's just so awesome. And, again, I'm just so super grateful and blessed, highly favored. Shout out to Shop From The Bottom Productions, who's our production production team who does our video and photography for our events, for our live events that we do. And to T. Smiley, who's just absolutely extraordinary, our director of operations, and can't do what I do without him. He's awesome. He's my rock and my right hand. E-Man and Mandy and Emily Blue and Deanne Lax and Pastor Jeremy Glenn. I thank you all so very much. Mitchell Ayed, Rallos, and Alonzo, thank you all so much for everything you do for the network and beyond. To Juana Rodriguez and Autumn Fage, Keely Massino, Caitlin Graham, and Little Paige, the list goes on. I just want to thank each and every one of you. We have some new team members that are joining the team. Again, just thank you so much for everything that you've done and will continue to do for the network next year. We're going into bigger and better, and I'm just excited. If I didn't mention you, I apologize to our board members. Thank you all so much for continuing to just push so hard for us this next year. We're going to do a major, major push, and we're expecting so much more from our board members and so much more from our team and to take this entire network to the next level. But we're expecting something from you, our supporter, as well. We need you to continue to tell people about us, support us on each of our platforms so that we can continue to take this radio network to higher heights. We appreciate you so much. I just want to go to God in prayer because I loved it when I started this show many years ago. Shout out to my Uncle Daryl. You know, I started closing my shows out in prayer when I first started radio. And then I'll never forget one day. I didn't forget to pray. I just, you know, things just kind of get, you know, I don't know what happened. But for, I guess, a couple episodes, I didn't pray. I mean, I had to pray, realistically. And I just ran out of time. Whatever the situation was, my uncle called me. My uncle Daryl, he called me. He was like, "Hey, don't forget to close out the show in prayer." And I was like, "You know what? Yes, sir." And so I've always since then made sure that we close our shows out in prayer. All of our shows close out in prayer. Prayer is powerful. Whether you believe or not, no need to fret. God said he's going to place that little seed of that mustard seed. He just needs you to have that mustard seed. Excuse me. Place it in you. He just needs you to have just a mustard seed. He will show you the rest of the way. Just, you know, if you think about all the incredible things that we have in the universe and all of the things that are around us and all of the beautiful plants and the earth and how it's created and people, how they walk amongst each other and how we all look different and how we act different and how just amazing individually we are. Not one man that we know of could have created something so spectacular. That's all I know. Anything he could have created, this, us, me, and how he wrote the master plan to my life and so articulately put it all together to make sure that I was safely protected throughout my life's journey. I know that there's something greater. There's something absolutely amazing, an extraordinary being out there. I call him my Savior. I call him my Father. I call him my God. I call him my Lord. He is real, and he has saved me from so many situations. He has literally allowed me to lean on him and be my rock in the time of storm. I'm telling you, there's been so many things that have gone on around me and literally in the midst of the thunderous roars around me and the water crashing around me and things just plummeting around me. God kept me safe, and he gave me peace. I know he's real. I've seen it for myself. I just want to say thank you all again for listening, and I'm going to go to him in prayer. I'm praying for you today. No matter what you believe, I'm praying for you today. And I just want to say before I let 2021 go to a close, you are somebody that really wants to know God for yourself, and you got that mustard seed, and then you're like, listen, I really want to know him. I just don't know how to take a step. Say this with me. Father God, come into my heart, come into my mind, make me whole, give me peace. Father God, that surpasses all understanding, cover me, God. Be my doctor and my lawyer when I need you, God. Be there when I don't need you, God. Just be right. I believe in you with my whole heart. I got this mustard seed right here, and I'm going to use it right now. I'm using this mustard seed right now, and I need you. Come into my heart, God. I believe in Jesus' saying amen. And with you saying just that, guess what? You're saved. You are in his kingdom. You are in his arms. And he loves you so much. The angels are rejoicing in heaven because of you today, because of the words that you spoke today. God said he was going to do it for you, and he means he's going to do it for you. Don't be confused when the battle gets rough. That's just the devil who has peeked into your future. He knew today that you were going to do this. He didn't want it to happen. And so he tried to cut you out at the knees every single time you tried. He couldn't stop it today. And so moving forward, just know no matter what it looks like, how hard it gets, God has got you. You've got that mustard seed, and God has got you. Believe, believe, believe. Thank you again. We're going to in prayer. Father God, I just want to say thank you so much for those souls and those lives that were saved today, Father God, that have entered into your kingdom, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for your word, for the foundation, Father God, that you've given us to stand on, Lord God, to walk on every single day, a path, Father God, a life, Father God, that we can use every day to stay right and be right and stay humble and keep our hearts right. Father God, we pray that as we go throughout our journey, that you would keep us safe and give us peace. Bless us financially, Father God. We're crumbling, Lord God. And we need right now in so many areas in our hearts and our health and our minds for our mental health, God. We need you to stand in and be a lawyer and a doctor and a peacemaker, Father God. We need you to stand in right now and pay bills. Stand in the gap, Father God. Somebody's about to be evicted, Father God, but we pull down the stronghold right now, and we break those chains in the name of Jesus, and we pray, Father God, that you would release right now, Lord God, miraculously. Release debts, Father God. Release them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we are believers standing on your Father God, on your promise, Lord God, knowing that you would do it, Father God. You will make a way, no way, and we will declare your name holy. We are declaring right now in advance, Father God, that you are holy, Lord God, and only you can do it for us, Lord. We pray right now that you would touch those that are lost. Father God, touch those that are broken. Father God, touch those that are doing wrong. That you would mend their hearts, mend their broken hearts. Fix it right now in the name of Jesus like only you can. We love you. We pray over this entire network, everybody who works around it, who listens to it, Father God, who supports it. Father God, I pray that you would double bless them right now. Lord God, you know what they stand in the need of, and you know what they have done for this network for the past 11 years, Lord God. And we pray that you would continue to bless this network 10 times over, Lord God, 10 times over as they have blessed so many throughout these, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you again for tuning in this station, your number one listening station. Don't forget to tell somebody about it. I'm your girl, Kia D, holding it down. Ending my year out right on 2021, going into 2022, energized, full of life. No matter what it looks like, I'm staying encouraged. I'm being encouraged. God is the author, creator, finisher of my life, and I'm so appreciative of that. Again, we thank you so much for tuning in all year long to the Kia D Unplugged Show. I'm grateful. I am Kia D, holding it down. The incredible Kia D Unplugged Show right here on your favorite listening station. We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
Just breathe. Just breathe. Around me, everywhere,
open my eyes. I just don't know why. I don't know why.
Sponsoring an online radio show can grant you exposure to a new audience and align your brand with certain causes, values, and beliefs. Getting your product or service into the hands of consumers is easy when you sponsor an online radio show on WeTalk Radio Network. Contact us for more information at sales@wetalkradio.com.
This is Pastor Jeremy J. Glenn, Senior Pastor of Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. We call it Soil Church, asking you to come grow with us in the soil. If you're looking for good, sound, biblical teaching right from the Word of God, come grow with us in the soil. You can find us on Facebook under Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. Follow us and find us on YouTube, Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. And as always, you can tune in on We Talk Radio's Shine Lord 10 a.m. right here on We Talk Radio as well. And we're asking you to come grow with us in the soil. Don't meet us there, beat us there, and I can assure you God will have a word for your soul. So come grow with us in the soil, and you can tune in every Sunday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time live, or on We Talk Radio at 10 a.m. every Sunday. I'm looking for you to come grow with us in the soil.
Being present on social media is important to the success of your business. Advertise your business or product on our social media platforms and get in front of thousands of potential clients around the world. Contact us for more information at sales@wetalkradio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.